Zayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah. Okay. Mishnah says, okay, that just to give a brief introduction to this, to Zedin, that when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring various korbanos. There is what's called Eila Sri'iya, that we learned about the whole time, the korban Eila, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Then there's Shalmei Chagiga. Shalmei Chagiga was also a mandatory types of things. Okay? Now, there's all two types of shlamim. There's a shlamim what's called Shalmei Simcha, and there's a Shalmei Chagiga. Meaning, a person had to bring a carbon shlamim for the yomtif. In addition to that, if they didn't have enough meat to eat, and the yomtif we're learning, you're going to need to eat meat to make you happy, because only when you eat meat can you get happy, and wine. So then, they had to also bring the Shalmei Simcha. Now, there's a din as follows. Anything that's mandatory to bring, you have to bring from normal money. I mean, you have to pay for it from normal money. You can't pay for it from money which was consecrated for something else. For instance, as the Mishnah is going to say, Meiser. Meiser Sheni is one of the tithe things you have to do. You have to give 10%, but you don't have to give it to the Levi, you don't have to give it to the Kohen. You eat the food yourself. You have to bring up the food and you have to eat a dafka in Yerushalayim. Then the Torah says, what happens if you have too much food to schlep all the way up to Yerushalayim? So you exchange the food for money, and the money you have to go and buy food in Yerushalayim. Okay? So now the question is, can I bring these karbanis from the Maisa money that I have? This is not the Maisa that you have to give 10% to the poor people. This is 10%, it's your money, you own it, except you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So the question is, the Mishnah is going to discuss which kabbanis can I bring for my sasheni money, which kabbanis can I not bring for my sasheni money, where does the kabbanis have to be paid from, and so on. So the Mishnah says...
And you said there's Shalmei Chagiga and Shalmei Simcha, that's what you were saying?
Right.
And is it something Shalmei Toda, or is it different? Or?
Yeah, but that's also a carbon, but that's nothing to do with this, right, with Yom Tov. In other words, if a person has enough meat to have for the family,
for the whole 7-8 days,
whatever, you don't need to bring a Shalmei Simcha. Okay, Shalmei Simcha is a carbon shlomim that you brought just to have meat. But if you didn't need it because, let's say, you had a chagiga carbon and you had other meat, so then you didn't need to bring a Shalmei Simcha. So obviously, that wasn't an obligation to bring. It was optional. If you needed meat, you brought it. If you didn't meat, you didn't need to bring it. What? Yeah.
I guess not every beer I knew will back.
No, guys are out of town. Yeah. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Eila has been made, the carbon Eila brought, and Chol HaMoed, and the Gemara is going to discuss why we're talking about only Chol HaMoed and not the carbon you brought on Yom Tov itself. But the carbon that you brought, the carbon Eila which was brought on Chol HaMoed, boys, Minachulin, have to come from regular money, meaning unconsecrated property, because any obligation you have to do, that has to come from like new money, fresh money. Vashlamim min ha-maiser. But the shlamim, the shalmei simcha, you're allowed to bring from maiser money. Why? Because shalmei simcha was not an obligation to bring, like we just mentioned. If you needed meat, you had to bring it. But basically, it wasn't an obligation, you have to bring a carbon. So if it's optional, you're allowed to bring it from the money, because, as Mefarshim explained, a very simple concept. The money that you separated from Maiser, you could spend it in Yerushalayim to eat. So this carbon, you're eating. You obviously can bring, some of us should learn, you can bring a carbon Eila for Maiser money, because Maiser Sheni money you have to spend to eat in Yerushalayim. Here, God's eating the carbon. It's a carbon Eila, it's completely burnt. So therefore, you wouldn't.
What is a carbon Eila?
A burnt offering. Offering that the whole animal is burnt on the Mizbech. Then he says, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the Chagiga, and the Gemara is going to ask, why is it only talking about Pesach? But this is what the Mishnah is saying. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the Garben Chagiga, the Shlomim of Chagiga, which was brought on the first day of Pesach, which money can that come from? So Bishami says, Bishami Emrim, Minachulim. It can come, it has to come, I mean, from unconsecrated property. I mean, it has to come from regular money. Beisilul Emrim, Beisilul says no. Maisir in Mina Maisir, you could even bring it from Maisir Sheni. Okay? Now, the Karban Chagiga is mandatory. So Beishame says, if it's mandatory, you cannot bring it from Maisir money. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says you could. And the Gemara is going to explain later, that's why Rashi also says, the Gemara is going to explain it later, Beis Hillel does not say you could bring the whole Karban from Maisir money. You could supplement the money for the carbon from your Maisa money. But the bulk of the carbon has to be spent from regular unconsecrated money. Anything you have an obligation to do, you can't use tzedakah money. You can't use, I'll give you an example, one practical thing. People always ask a shayla, can you pay tuition from tzedakah money? I have to give 10% of my money to tzedakah. So can I pay tuition with the 10, let's say I make $100,000 a year, so I have to give 10% is $10,000 a year to tzedakah, can I pay my kids tuition with $10,000? So there's a difference, boys and girls, I'm not going into the whole halacha thing. But in a practical sense, for boys, you cannot use your tzedakah money for tuition. Why? Because you have an obligation to teach your child Torah. You must teach your kids Torah. So you have an obligation really to sit home a whole day and teach your kid Torah. You can't. So what do? I pay a school to do my obligation. So if it's my obligation, I can't give tzedakah money for something I'm obligated to. Just like you can't buy a lulav and esrig from tzedakah money. You can't buy tefillin from tzedakah money. Why not? Because I have an obligation to put on tefillin every day. I have an obligation to bench lulav and esrog. How can you pay for such a thing from your tzedakah money? It has to come from normal, regular money. So the same thing the Gemara says, anything which is an obligation to bring, you can't give it for Maaser money. Now, the Shalmi Simcha that we learned about, not the Chagiga, the Shalmi Simcha is not an obligation. If it's not an obligation, you can bring it for Maaser money. For Maisa Sheni money. But Karban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach is an obligation. So Beishami says, you can't bring it from Maisa Sheni because it's an obligation to bring. You have to bring it from regular money. Beis Hillel agrees to that, by the way. But the Gemara is going to explain later what Beis Hillel is saying is, you could supplement the money in order with Maisa Sheni money. Providing the minimal requirement, which I'll say tumah, right? The $2, which was the minimal amount of the carbon chagiga, that had to come from your own personal money. But if you wanted to buy a carbon for $10, I could give, let's say, $8 from my Maaser Sheni money, because the obligation already I'm giving from regular money. And then the Gemara continues and says, Yisrael, a person who's not a Kayan, meaning a Levi or Yisrael, Yaitin Yadei Chevasin, can fulfill the obligation of rejoicing on the Yom Tif, Benedarim or Nedavis, with meat of Nedarim and Nedavis, I'll explain in a second, or Maise Behema, or the tenth, the tithing that you give of your animals, you can be Yaitse, all these, to be Yaitse the obligation. Now, what is the Mishnah saying over here? What happens if somebody makes a vow they will give an animal to the Beis HaMikdash? And there's two ways. It could be what's called the Neder in the Mishnah, or it could be called Nedava. The Gemara explains that here in Nedarim. Sometimes the difference between Neder and Nedava, even though in today's world it's used interchangeably, Neder is a person makes a vow. I will bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Nedava means I will bring this carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. It's basically the same thing. It's the difference in the language. If a guy says, this behemah I'm designating for a carbon, or a guy says, I promise a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. There's a very big, simple halachic difference between them. There are many differences, but one simple halachic difference, if I say, this animal is a carbon, and the animal dies before I get there, I don't have to bring another one. Because I consecrated this one.
What is a carbon?
Sacrifice. So if I said, I'm bringing this animal as a sacrifice, and the animal dies, so that's it. God took it away, I don't have to bring another one. If a guy says, I vow an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going up to Yerushalayim with this animal, and the animal dies, I have to bring another one. Okay? So the bottom line is, the Gemara says like this, you need to eat meat on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, if I vowed before, because you have to understand, people didn't schlep up to the Beis HaMikdash, didn't have transportation like we have today. When did people go to the Beis HaMikdash? When they had to go, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So if a month before Pesach, a guy made a vow, I'm bringing a carbon. Yeah? When did he bring the carbon? When he went up on Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash. So now he made a vow to bring a carbon, and he's bringing a carbon. Can I be yaitzah the mitzvah of being happy by eating meat with that animal? So the Mishnah says you could. Or Maisa Behem. What's the din of Maisa Behem? Maisa Behem is, I have to give 10% of my animals to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. But like we say in davening, in Ezel Mekayman, what do we say? Habachar Nechal LaKayhanim, in Ezel Mekayman. V'amayser L'chol Adam. The Maisa, the tithing of animals, that I had to bring it as a carbon, but everybody was allowed to eat it, not only Kayhanim. So what happens if I had my 10% animals I'm bringing up to the Beis HaMikdash by Yom Tov? So the Mishnah says you could be yaitza the mitzvah of being happy by eating meat with that carbon. Now obviously, as the Mefarshim explained, the Mishnah doesn't only mean Yisraelim excluding Kayanim. It means even Yisraelim. Could be yaitza the mitzvah. Kayhanim, and he says Kayanim could fulfill their obligation of Simcha, Bechatoz v'ashames, with the meat of various sin offerings, the bechard and the firstborn animal, v'chaz v'sheik, and the breast and the thigh of shlamim, which were also given to Kayhanim. There are certain karbanis, like sin offerings, that when you brought a guy sinned, he had to bring a karban, so the Kayhanim were given certain parts of the animal to eat. So the Kayhanim, again, could, and they were eaten only by Kayhanim, not Levi, not Yisrael. So it says, if a Kohen had to have this type of meat, and he was given this meat to eat, he could fulfill his obligation of eating meat on Yom Tov, even with that meat. That means it didn't have to be exclusive meat for Yom Tov. Even if he was eating meat from different korbanos, for whatever reason it may be, he was yaitzah the mitzvah of Simcha. Kohanim could be yaitzah with more things than the Yisraelim, because these things the Yisraelim were not allowed to eat. Not the breast, not the thigh of the shlomim, not the parts of the sin offerings, and so on. But the Mishnah says an interesting halacha: avolei ba'efes v'lei b'menachas. You cannot be yaitzah the mitzvah of rejoicing with bird karbanis or flower offerings. And this is, huh?
Because you need meat.
because the Gemara is going to learn out when it says ein simcha ella b'basar. Basar means beef, not chicken.
What if it's a pork person?
He has to be besimcha with meat. Question is, how far does he have to go? I'm saying, you can't be yaitza the mitzvah of simcha by bird offerings or flower offerings, because it has to be mamish. it has to be simcha is only with real meat, beef. By the way, according to many opinions, that din applies today too, by the way. I mean, the din definitely applies today. The question is, are you yaitza with chicken?
Yaitza what?
The mitzvah of simcha. Oh, Simachta b'chagecha.
Yeah, yeah.
there's a mitzvah today, v'samachta b'chagecha, you have to be happy on Yom Tov. And the men, the Gemara, women, you have to buy jewelry, whatever. But the men, they have to... Yeah. Now, if somebody doesn't like meat, or for health reasons doesn't eat meat, the vegetarian, there's no mitzvah, you have to eat meat and suffer. I mean, the Gemara's assumption is normal.
Yeah, but it's vegetarian. No. What if it's a vegetarian just because it's like, they do it because it's the new thing to do? Does that exclude them?
If somebody hates meat.
What I'm saying,
if somebody doesn't like meat, you have people that just don't like meat, right? Mm-hmm. Kids. No, they don't like meat, yeah? There's no mitzvah to eat it if you don't like it. The whole inyan is to have simcha. But the same thing, and Shabbos is a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. Yeah? Therefore, it says in Halacha, you're supposed to have fish, and you're supposed to have this, and you're supposed to have that, right? So, if a guy hates fish, I'm not talking about kids, the parents should make him eat the fish. But I'm saying, if an adult doesn't like fish, there's no mitzvah on Shabbos to eat something I don't like. If anything, there's a mitzvah of enjoying Shabbos. Yeah. In a cone. Sprinkles. So the Mishnah is concluded. So the Mishnah is basically saying a few dinim. Number one, the Korban Eila, Zayin Amid Beis in Chagiga. That's the second, you have to go further. It's the second half of the Masechta. So the Mishnah is saying, number one, that Korban Eila for sure has to come from normal money. Can't come from Maisa money. Shlamim could. Korban Chagiga, Beisham is still arguing if it can come. Beisham says it cannot come from Maisa money. Beisil says you can add to the regular money for Maisa money to make it work. And then it says you could be ate with any type of meat that you're allowed to eat. So the Gemara asks a question. The Mishnah started off by saying that the Eila that you bring and Chol HaMoed has to come from Chulin. Now, which implies that if you bring it on Yom Tov, it could come from Maaser money. It could come from that type of money. So the Gemara asks, Ela Eila's B'Moed who the boys min Chulin? You're telling me that Yom Tov only on Chol HaMoed cannot come from Maaser, it has to come from Chulin. Ha b'yom tev min ha-maiser, but yom tev it can come from Maaser sheni. Amai. The Gemara says, why are you allowed to do that? Because dava shebechayvehi, it's an obligatory, mandatory offering. V'chol dava shebechayveh, and anything which is mandatory, the din is, can only come from Chulin, from normal, unconsecrated property. So why do we see, the Mishnah seems to imply, only if you bring the korban on Chol HaMoed, it has to come from Chulin. But if it comes from Yom Tov, it can come from Maaser, why? And v'chi teima. And if you're going to tell me, that is teaching us, the Eil is b'meid bois, it only, the carbon Eil only comes in Chol HaMoed. But, b'yom Tov ain't a bois, and Yom Tov it doesn't come, meaning,
I want my money back, the tape didn't record anything last time, the battery went dead.
How was the game?
We lost.
First of all, you get what you pay for, by the way. In order to get money back, you have to pay the first time.
What kind of game?
He plays soccer.
Oh.
Please let it go for the other class.
It does. I don't touch it.
But you have to flip it for yours because it's only 30 minutes each side. But the rest should go on, please, for the rest. I could listen.
I never flipped it.
You never flipped it?
No. Nobody ever told me to flip it, and the always kept going.
But it's 8:30 anyways.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, bye.
So the Gemara asks as follows. Why does the Mishnah say the Eilas that come on Chol HaMoed? Which implies that the Eilas that comes on Yom Tov itself is different. So the Gemara says, maybe you're telling me that you can't bring an Eilas on Yom Tov. So he says, command ke Beishamai. But that's only Beishamai's opinion. Not Beisilul. And we know the Halacha is always like Beisilul. What do we see? The Tanan, there's a Mishnah later on in the Gemara that says as follows. Beishamai Emrim. Beishami says, Mivin Shlomim, you're allowed to bring a carbon shlomim on Yom Tov, but Vein Seim Chimaleim, you cannot do smicha. Okay, I'll explain in a second. Ubeisil Avolay Elis, you're allowed to bring a carbon Ela. Why? about Beisil Laimim, Beisil says, Mevi and Shlamim Ve'Eilis, you're allowed to bring Shlamim and Eilis, V'Sem Chalei can even do Smicha. Bishami has an interesting opinion. Bishami says, you cannot desecrate Yom Tov unless if it's for food. Now, Karban Eila, you don't eat. It's burnt completely on the Mizbech, on the altar. So Beishame says, you can't bring a carbon oil on Yom Tif because it's not eating. You're not eating it, Hashem's eating it. You can't desecrate Yom Tif for Hashem. You can't desecrate Yom Tif for your own eating. But Shlomim, Beishame says you could bring. Because Shlomim is a peace offering that you eat, the Goyenet, the Mizbeach, everybody eats. So because you're eating from it, you're allowed to shecht it. But you can't do smicha. What's smicha? The Torah says, the samach yodei al reish hapor. The Torah says, when you bring a korban, the kohen has to put his whole weight with his hand on the animal. You have to lean on the animal with all your weight. There's a din.
This is it,
sir.
This is it. Where is the Persian people? They have a meeting here.
Huh?
Maybe at night.
Rabbi Melamed come to give it.
No, not Chabad. All the way down by Burton Way.
All the way in the left side, Magen David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 1 second, I just got. The Gemara, the Torah says, you have to put your whole weight on the animal. So Beishame says, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov because animals are mukta. You can't use animals on Yom Tov. So Beishame says, korban oila, the burnt offering, you can't bring it all because you're not eating it, so it's not edible on Yom Tov. Korban shlamim, Beishame says, because if it's for food, you're allowed to. But you can't do smicha. You can't lean on the animal. And Beisilil says, you could bring shlamim, you could bring oila, you can do smicha on it, you could do whatever you want. Okay? Now, according to Beis Hillel, even though you're not eating it, but it's still for the need of Yom Tov, and if it's for the need of Yom Tov for the korban, you're allowed to do it anyway. Okay? So the Gemara's question is as follows. It's a very simple question. The Mishnah said, the oila that you brought on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, why isn't it talking about the oila you bring on Yom Tov? And if you're telling me that the Mishnah holds you can't bring a carbon oila on Yom Tov, but that's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai says you can't bring a carbon oila on Yom Tov, but Beis Hillel holds you are allowed to. And when there's an argument Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the law is like Beis Hillel. So why would the Mishnah say halacha, which is not halacha, if it's according to Beis Shammai? So the Gemara answers, Chesuri Machzera, the Mishnah, you're right, but there's missing words in the Mishnah. And this, the Gemara says many times, there's a lot of times there's words in the understanding of the Mishnah which are missing. This is the way the Mishnah is really teaching it. Eilis Nadar, and the Gemara is changing the text of the Mishnah a little bit. The Gemara says, Eilis Nadarim and Nadavis, all these carbon Eilis of Nadarim and Nadavis, meaning that a person vowed to bring, v'amayid boys, allowed to come in chol hamayid, but Yom Tov ain't a boys, but they cannot be brought on Yom Tov. V'eila sri'iyah, and iba to carbon ri'iyah, that you have an obligation to bring, ba afilu b'yom tov, can even be brought on Yom Tov. Meaning the Mishnah is, the Gemara is amending the text of the Mishnah. And the Gemara is saying the following. If you made a vow to bring a carbon, you cannot bring a korban on Yom Tov. You can only desecrate Yom Tov for things that you must do on Yom Tov. If you don't have to do it on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, if a person decided to bring a gift to the Beis HaMikdash, an animal, as a korban, just a donation, you can't shecht the animal on Shabbos. You can't even shecht the animal on Yom Tov. Why? Why do you have to desecrate Yom? Just do it a day later. There's no obligation to do it today. But a carbon that you have to bring, the carbon oila ri'iyah, that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you have an obligation by Hashem to bring a carbon, you have to do it on that day. You can't just, you know, do it a different day. You have to do it on that day.
Rabbi, I know it was a little late, but I don't know much Gemara, but this bit about bringing an animal to Yeshua?
To the Beis HaMikdash. Sacrifice.
The holy temple.
Oh, the one in there. Sacrifice. Yeah.
Some people think so.
Yeah.
That's the animal that
the
you brought.
For the sacrifice.
Not here, not down the block,
the
not the
holy temple.
Stable.
The holy temple. Some people think it's in New York.
Cows here.
They do it sometimes.
Hey, coach, some people think it's in New York.
Okay.
How about that?
The only animal I saw people bring to a shore are fish and chicken.
Chicken.
They bring people.
Two-legged animals.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so he says as follows. Nedarim and Nedavis, meaning optional karbonis, you can't bring on Yom Tov. Because you're desecrating Yom Tov for no reason. The carbon of the Iya was allowed to be brought even on Yom Tov. But Kshiba, when it's brought, where does the money come from for the carbon? Ein aba ela min achulun. It can only come from chulun, from unconsecrated property. The shalmi simcha, and the korban simcha, the shlomim of a korban simcha, boin af min ha-maisa, can even come from maisa, because like we learned, there's no obligation that you must have it. You need to have meat, but there's no obligation to bring the simcha. The chagigas yom tif, harish and shal Pesach, and the korban chagiga that you bring on Pesach, b'shami, Yemin b'shami says, it can come in only from chulin money. And Beisilu says, "Min ha-maisa from it could even come from maisa money, and like we learn to supplement it by paying maisa money." The Gemara says, "Tanya nami hachi." So we taka learned clearly in a brisa, exactly like we interpreted the Mishnah, and the brisa says, "Eilus nedarim, the carbon elav nedarim, unedavis and gifts." But made boys, I can only be brought on Chol HaMoed, but Yom Tov ain't a boys. But you cannot be brought on Yom Tov, like we learned. You cannot bring a korban that you must not bring that day. You cannot bring it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Even Yom Tov you can't. The Eilu Sriya and the korban Eilu Riya are filo be Yom Tov. You could even bring Yom Tov, because that's an obligation for the day. To give another simple example, I mean, in today's world, if a baby is born on Shabbos, natural birth, necessary, natural birth, you have to do the bris on Shabbos. Because that's the eighth day. Yeah, but if the kid was born on a Wednesday, and the bris was pushed off, and now the kid's ready to do it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bris on Shabbos. Why? Because now is not the time. You pushed it off, so do it Sunday. What?
Let's say a person just wants to have himself a meal and he wants to shech an animal on Yom Tov. Can you do it?
Yeah, but not as a carbon.
Why is that?
No, I mean, not as a carbon. This guy is not lacking meat.
Right.
The guy has meat. He just decided, listen, I'm coming to the Beis HaMikdash now. I'm schlepping with me all the vows that I promised for the year. You're right. If a guy wants to eat meat today, on Yom Tov, if you want, you can shech the chicken. Let's say you're a sheichet, yeah? Mm-hmm. Today, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to shech the chicken, clean the chicken, cook the chicken, all on Yom Tov.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. Allowed to cook. So if you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to prepare.
You're allowed to shecht.
So today preparing is like this, but yeah. The preparing even more advanced.
Now the din is, anything you could do before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So the question is, why can you cook on Yom Tov? Why you could have cooked Erev Yom Tov? So Halacha says, fresh food, fresh cooked, is better than a day old cooked. Right? Same thing. You shech today, the meat is fresher than it would be yesterday. Especially don't forget they didn't have refrigerators and freezers in those days. So I'm saying, when you shech the carbon, it's fresher. Do you know that according to Halacha, you can bake challah today on Yom Tov?
Yeah.
From A to Z, you can bake challah on Yom Tov.
Oh, yeah.
People do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the chutzarts you could eat and leave over the piece at the end. But even Shabbos you could do that in chutzarts. But so I'm saying the halach is what the Mishnah is saying. The way the new version of the Mishnah, so to speak, is elam and nadar elus of nadarim and nadavis. Especially, by the way, this is speaking about Eilas and the Nadarim and Davis, which were completely burnt. See, if a guy promised a Korban Nadava, let's say not an Eila, a Shlomim, right, and he needs the meat, then you could bring the Shlomim on Yom Tov. Because he needs the meat to eat. But the Mishnah is speaking about Eilas and the Nadarim and Davis, meaning it's burnt completely, you're not eating it, so why can you bring it on Yom Tov? Do it tomorrow. The Eilis Re'iya, the Torah says you have to bring on Yom Tov. Right? In the Beis HaMikdash, they brought Korbanos on Shabbos. Not only did they bring, like they brought during the week, they brought a Korban Musaf. They brought an additional Korban. So the question is, how do you Shecht? You don't have to Shecht on Shabbos. Burn, Shecht. I mean, all these things, you don't have to do that on Shabbos. What's the answer? The same Torah that says no, says these Korbanos you have to bring. But that's only what's an obligation for the day. You can't bring a Korban that you don't have to bring today, you could bring it tomorrow the same way, so why do you have to bring it today? I mean, it's very simple logic.
Very contradictory, too.
Why?
On the one hand, you're not allowed, on the other hand, you could. That's what you're saying.
No, certain Korbanos that have to be brought that day,
yeah.
And Hashem says, bring them on Yom Tov, so Hashem says, do it. But an animal that you don't have to bring today, you could bring it after Yom Tov. So what gives you the right to desecrate Yom Tov? What?
Didn't they have to do, let's say for the Korban Pesach, they have to do it all before Pesach. They did it on the 14th. So they weren't allowed to do any of the work on it on the 15th, right?
Why not? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov.
Right, but that doesn't have to be eaten at a certain time?
Yeah, that night. That's the whole thing. This year, by the way, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Right? The Seder is Saturday night. So Shabbos, so everything is pushed up, but, you know, because Chametz is a day earlier and the fast of the firstborn is 2 days earlier. Everything's pushed up, yeah? So there's the famous Gemara that everybody talks about when it happens rare that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Purim is on Friday. The whole thing. So, there's a famous question in the Gemara. Do you bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos? Because a public Korban, you bring. Like, you know, the public Korbanos, Hashem said, you bring on Shabbos. Private Korbanos, you don't bring. So now the Gemara says, what was the din? So the Gemara tells a story. It once happened such a thing. In the Salma Aloch me Bnei Beseda. The Bnei Beseda, the children of Beseda, were the scholars of the generation. And they forgot the halacha. And all the commentators asked, what do you mean they forgot the halacha? It happened. What do you mean everybody, the whole Jewish nation forgot the halacha? I mean, they asked, well, what's going on? I mean, they, you know, it's like something happens once every 5 years, so everybody forgot the din. I mean, there are people with good heads. They remembered the din. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Hillel Abavli was the only one that knew the halacha. And he learned it out from a pasuk. B'mayadai. So you have to bring it b'mayadai in its time. So he learned b'mayadai. When the Torah says in its time, it means even Shabbos. So he anointed him the leader of the Jewish people because of that halacha. That's why Hillel became the Nasi. One of the reasons he became Nasi was because he remembered the halacha that everybody forgot. But over there, the whole Shiloh of the Gemara, as Mepharshim explained, is it a private carbon, is it a public carbon? What, you know, if it's a personal carbon, maybe you can't bring it on Shabbos. So Hillel and Dalfa Mepasik, the fact that the Seder says you have to bring a B'mayadai in its time, meaning even on Shabbos.
Did they call it at the end? Is it Korban Tzibur or Korban Yachid? Or?
That's the whole Mefarshim. This is the field that everybody has over there. What is the Gemara answering that it's a public korban, it's a private korban, or it's still public or private? You know, that's the the discussion in the Gemara Pesachim. Okay, so now the Gemara said, the Gemara before brought down a machlekes, an argument between Beshamim and Beisilu. What was the argument? That the Chagiga of the first day of Pesach, do you bring it or don't bring it? Right? So the Gemara is, why are you asking only about Chagiga? Why is Pesach different than Shavuos or Sukkot?
What does Chagiga mean?
Chagiga means the korban that they had to bring in honor of the Yom Tov. So the Gemara, the Mishnah only talks about the korban for the first day of Pesach. But they had to do it on Shavuos, and they had to do it on Sukkot. Why are we asking about Pesach? So Gemara answers, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi answered, a kamash malon, the chiddush over here is to teach us, chagigas chamisha aser ein, that only the chagiga on the first day of Pesach you could do. But chagigas arba aser, but the korban of the 14th, that can come from any money you want. Meaning, what did it say in the Mishnah? In the Mishnah it says, Beis Shammai says it has to come from Chulin, and Beis Hillel says it has to come from Meiser. It could even come from Meiser, I mean. So the Gemara said that they're only arguing about the korban on the first day of Pesach. But if somebody brought a korban on the 14th day of Nisan, and I'll explain why in a second, everybody says that can come from any money you want. What's the story? It's a very simple concept. Korban Pesach, you had to eat when you were full. As the Mishnah says, Nechel ala Seva. You have to eat the korban that we at Afi came in at the end of the meal, in remembrance of the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach had to be eaten when you were full. Now, what happens if you had a lot of people joining in the Korban Pesach? Let's say you had 100 people joining in the Korban Pesach. You're not going to get full. Everybody's not going to have enough meat of a lamb, which is a relatively smaller animal than a cow or an ox or whatever. You're not going to have enough meat for everybody to get full. And you have to eat the Korban Pesach when you're full. So what would they do? You needed to get meat. So you shecht an animal called a chagiga erev Pesach. Now, was that Korban an obligation? No. If you had other meat, you didn't have to bring it. Right? There's a practical problem. You needed meat. How do you get meat? You bring a korban. But there's no obligation you must bring a korban. So the Gemara says, they're arguing, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, about the obligational korban, the mandatory korban, chagiga, on the first day of Pesach, that the Torah says bring a korban. But both agree that the korban that you would bring, not the Korban Pesach, the Korban Chagiga that you would bring out of Pesach, just to have meat, that's not an obligation. And therefore, even Beis Shammai would agree, you can bring it from whatever you want. It didn't have to be from Chulin money.
But then you're missing out on what you're supposed to be doing, if you do it then.
Why? No, you have to bring another Korban the 15th anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. This is just to get extra meat for the day.
How many people in our chevra do you think bring a Korban Pesach?
Today?
None.
None, you're not allowed to. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash.
Not today. Oh, only two Beis Hamikdash. Sorry. Okay, tell me twice now, I know.
Okay.
It reminds us.
Even though it's not an obligation?
What?
You said even though it's not an obligation, they could bring it?
I'm saying, you're right. Because it's not an obligation, it can come from Maaser money, it can come from whatever you want.
And it's not an obligation to bring Korban Chagiga?
On the first day of Pesach.
And the first night? I mean,
that was brought the first day. They didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash at night. They came to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. Hashem says, don't come empty-handed. To bring Eila Sriya, Eila Chagiga. Right. Correct.
Do you think there's any chance that a Beis HaMikdash will be built in America?
Yeah, there's one right now.
Is New York America?
There's one in New York.
But for the Seder, they need to have some Korban Chagiga for that first night?
No, just have meat.
Just have meat.
Not so if the guy had Nedarim and Nedavis,
so he could have done it on the day before.
Right. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara is explaining as follows. The Mishnah doesn't mean Pesach excluding Shavuos and Sukkos. That it has to come from Chulin money and not from other money. What the Gemara is excluding is only the first day Pesach's Korban, Chagiga, has to come according to Bishamay from regular Chulin money. And Beisil holds you can supplement it from Meiser. What they're excluding is that if you needed to bring a Korban out of Pesach, in addition to the Korban Pesach, just to have meat, everybody would agree, even Beishami would agree, you can bring it from whatever you want. From Maiser, from the Dodim, the Dovis, you can bring whatever you want. Why? Because it's not an obligatory, mandatory Korban. It's not a mandatory Korban, then you don't.
Or any of the people that were supposed to bring a Korban Shel Pesach in the old days, were they ever like criminals if they didn't, and then they were hung out to dry or what?
Yeah, they're hung out to dry.
Really?
Yeah.
They were executed?
On the phone lines.
No, seriously. Were they executed?
Only if they didn't bring a Korban Pesach to get Karis.
They did?
Have you ever come across in all your brilliant learnings that Yankel Bluddel did bring Korban Shel Pesach way back in 2600 years ago? He got executed?
Not executed. If you didn't bring a Korban Pesach and you didn't do it in Pesach Sheni, the person Hashem made him die young.
So only Hashem made him die. He didn't die for a firing squad.
No firing squad. No lethal injection. It wasn't Scott Peterson. No, they didn't kill. Amar Avashi. Okay, so Avashi answered, what's the Chiddush? Hakamashman, the Chiddush is Chagigas Chamishasa in. The Karm Chagig on the 15th, that has to come from Chulin according to Beishami. But Chagigas Abbaasa, like, so it says, Alma Kasavar. So we see from here, what does the Tan of our Mishnah hold? And the Gemara is just concluding this with a statement that basically, Chagigas Arba'asa, the obligation to bring a Korban on the 14th, is not biblical. It's not Minateda. Okay? And therefore, if it's not biblical, some people say you have to do it rabbinically. But if it's, one thing is for sure, it's not biblical, if it's not Minateda, you can bring it from any money you want. It doesn't have to come from Chulin because it's not a biblical obligation. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question. Amar, we just got to be saying in the Bar Mishnah, Beis Hillel say that you could bring the Korm Chagiga min ha-Maiser for Maiser Sheni money. So the Gemara says, why? It's Davish Shebachayvahu, it's a mandatory Korban, and the rule is, which even Beis Hillel agrees to, V'chol Davish Shebachayvah, anything which is mandatory. Ein Abba Elamin HaChulin can only come from Chulin money, so how could Beis Hillel hold the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach, which is mandatory, how could Beis Hillel say it can come from Maiser money? It can't come from Maiser money, because it's an obligation. Amar Ula Ula says, it refers to as follows. B'teifel. The guy supplements the money to buy the Shalmei Chagiga with some Maiser money. That means as follows. Beis Hillel says, you're right. The minimal value that I have to bring the Korban for, that I cannot do for Maiser. Maiser Sheni money. Yeah. But the additional amount, like we said, let's say the minimal price is $2. And I want to buy a $5 Korban. So Beis Hillel says, $2, you're right, I cannot use Maiser Sheni money. I have to use regular money. But the additional $3, I could supplement it with Maiser money. That's the way Ula learns. Chizkiah learns, Teifon Behema Le Behema, you could supplement, this very interesting argument, this very cute argument between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechanan. He says, you could supplement an animal with another animal, vein teflin mois the mois, and you can't supplement money with money. In other words, Chizkiah says as follows. All is said a statement, you can supplement it with Maisa Sheni money. So now the question is, supplement what?
The animal or the money?
The animal or the money. What does it mean, the animal or the money? One opinion says, and this is Chizkiah's opinion, you can only supplement if you already have one animal that you paid for from Chulin. You could supplement a second animal with Maisa Sheni money. But if you have only one animal, the whole animal got to come from Chulin money. And Rabbi Yechanan, I'm going to explain more in a second. Rabbi Yechanan says, you can do Mois to Mois, you can supplement money with money for one behema, but you can't do it for behema to behema, from animal to animal. Meaning as follows. Rabbi Yechanan holds, the second opinion we'll discuss first, Rabbi Yechanan holds, the whole din of supplementing is only to buy one animal. And let's say the minimal price is $2. One animal, you can pay $2 from Chulin money, and the rest you could supplement from Maisa money. But if you bought two animals, you cannot buy one from Chulin money and one from Maisa money.
What's the difference?
1 second. Chizkiah holds the opposite. Chizkiah holds you could supplement animal to animal, but you can't supplement money to money. That means Chizkiah holds you can't pay $2 chulin. Let's say the animal is $10. Okay. If the animal, let's say, costs $10, Chizkiah says you can't pay $2 from chulin and rest supplement with mice and money. Huh? No, for one animal. Chizkiah, I'm saying. Chizkiah holds, you can supplement, if I buy one animal from Chulin, I could buy another animal from Meiser. But one animal, I cannot buy half from Chulin, half from Meiser. Rabbi Yechanan holds the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan holds the opposite. You could supplement money to money, but not animal to animal. That means, Rabbi Yechanan holds, you can only supplement Maiser and Chulin in one animal. But not animal to animal.
So Rabbi Yochanan is saying that if you have one animal,
what?
You can supplement Chulin and
The explanation of this argument is very simple. Chizkiah holds, as long as I have one animal bought properly with chulin money, the other animal doesn't matter. Because what's my obligation? One animal. It's not enough, I need more. Right? As long as I bought one from chulin, it's fine. So if I buy an entire animal from chulin, and I want to supplement it, another animal, with maaser, there's no problem. Rabbi Yechanan says, just the opposite. Rabbi Yechanan says, it's better to buy one animal with both types of money, because then every bite that I'm taking at least has good money in it. If I buy one animal with chulin and one animal with maaser, when I eat the second animal, am I eating it from chulin money? Rabbi Yechanan says no. Right? If I buy one animal with good money, called chulin, unconsecrated money, and I buy animal two with maaser, so whoever eats the second animal is not eating proper chulin money. Because this animal was entirely bought by Maisa money.
He's saying just to be careful. He's saying to be careful this way. No, people who eat the second one won't be in trouble. Like in,
well, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. You can buy from both monies, you can buy one animal. Because if it's a partnership, then every bite I take has at least the proper chulin money in it.
So is that a Rabbi Yochanan more
lenient?
It's not a question of lenient. It's a completely different thing. Different outlook.
Well, it's lenient because you can add the two of them.
What Rabbi Yochanan says, if the animal costs 10, I could pay 2 and 8. Chizkiya says, no. This animal costs 10, you have to pay 10 from chulin, and another animal, 10 from ma'aser. It's just an outlook. It's not a question of stricter or more lenient.
But you don't have the luxury of having both of them from chulin. I don't know if that's more of a luxury.
It's not a question. Zakwat or,
well, today it's not relevant too much anyway. Maybe. But it's like Rabbi Yochanan. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan.
You never know.
It's not a lot of times you have a halach. It's not a question of stricter or more lenient. It's you do it this way. It's like Beis Shammai says first you make this bracha then this bracha, and Beis Hillel says no, you do reverse.
Right.
It's not a question of lenient or strict. It's just which way do you do it?
You know, it's tough to be a Jew in those days. Tougher then than now.
No, it's probably tougher today. It's tougher today.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
I'll see you later this week.
Fine. Happy New Year.
And a happy Thanksgiving.
So.
So
the Gemara, just to finish up over here. So the Gemara says the argument between. In other words, like this. The Gemara says a very simple question. How could Beis Hillel say you could buy it for Maisa money if we know anything which is obligatory you can't buy for Maisa money? So the Gemara answers, Ula answered a statement. Supplementing, you could. And that's what Beis Hillel is talking about. So now the Gemara discusses, what does Ula mean, supplementing? Does he mean supplementing mice and money to chulin money to buy one animal? That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And Chizkiya holds, no, that you can't do. You can buy one animal from chulin money, and if you need to supplement more, then you can add mice and money.
Basically saying, when the first one you do it in his understanding the right way.
You know, the question over here, I don't know if it's correct, but what's because there's a famous argument in Halacha. If this is a partnership, between you and I, yeah? Does it mean you have this part and I have this part? Or does it mean we're both partners in every drop of it? Okay? That's the... There's a halacha question about this. It's a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, a machlokes Rambam and Rosh. I mean, they learn a lot of... let's give a very simple, interesting example. If you and I are partners in a wall, and the wall is this wide, okay? 10 feet high, whatever, and it's a foot thick, foot wide. Now we're partners in the wall. Together we paid for the wall. We put it up between your house and my house. Now, I want to make my wall higher, and you don't want. Right? So I say, you know what? Listen, we're partners in the wall. I'm going to build on half a foot on my side. I'm going to build, because this is my side, and this is your side. Right? So if it's my side, I can build a wall. Can I, this guy, stop him from doing it? Say, what do you mean? The whole wall is mine and yours. I'm not letting you build on my property. The other guy said, what do you mean? Partners. Half the wall is mine, half the wall is yours. So on my side, I'm doing it. So it's a big machlokes with Rambam and Rosh, if the guy can stop him from doing it. But that's also one of the concepts of what is a partnership. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that partnership could be over here in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan maybe holds that partnership is every drop is both. So if there's a partnership between chul and a maaser, and somebody eats the animal, every part of the animal he eats, he's eating from both. So at least he's eating from chulin. Chizkiya says, no, partnership is your half is my half, your half is your, you know. Chulin is chul, maaser, maaser. So I'm not going to be doing it correctly necessarily. So therefore you need to buy a whole animal. Okay, whatever.